Collaboration University is proud to sponsor this 30th episode of the Taking Notes podcast. Collaboration University, the first and only technical conference on Same Time and Quick Place, is being held in Kansas City, September 13th through the 15th, and London, September 27th through the 29th, and features the expert speakers you know delivering over 30 sessions for the deepest education possible on Same Time and Quick Place. Hear from Carl Tyler on Same Time Development, Gabriella Davis on BlackBerry Integration and Same Time Clustering, Chris Miller on Enterprise Deployments, and Rob Novak and the Snaps team on all things Quick Place. Then join IBM's key executives and development leaders as they launch SameTime 7.5 and introduce QuickPlace 8.0 for the first time in public. Register now while there's still space at www.collaborationuniversity.com. Again, that's www.collaborationuniversity.com.
Welcome to Taking Notes, the Lotus Notes and Domino podcast. Here are your hosts, Bruce Elgort and Julian Robichaud.
Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 30 of the Taking Notes podcast for Friday, September 1st, 2006. I am Bruce, here with...
Julian.
And we didn't use last names this time.
No, well, that's because we're there. What other Bruce and Julians would there be, right?
Exactly. Doing a podcast covering everything IBM Lotus, so... Julian, good morning. It's what, 5:30 a.m. my time on Friday, and it's what by you?
Yeah, it's 8:30 for me, so I've been awake for a while. You, however, are scraping off the morning dew, I think.
Yeah, we were supposed to do this last night, but Bruce screwed up the podcasting schedule, so here we are anyway. Julian, happy 30th episode.
Happy 30th, Bruce.
Yeah, I have a couple surprises near the... some of our special guests have some special surprises for us in some of the segments today. So, what do we have today? We have Collaboration University, right? Sponsoring, I guess, their third or fourth episode of the Take Notes podcast. Thanks, CollabU. So, what else, Julian? We have a lot of stuff. Well, kind of a lot of stuff.
Well, should we go ahead and do you want to go down the list, or should we just go right into the first interview?
Well, let's just go right into the first interview, and why don't you tell everyone about that?
All right. Well, you and I sat down with John Head, I think yesterday, the day before, something like that, and talked to him about what was going on at the Advisors Summit. And he already blogged about some of this, about things like Lotus Shanghai, Lotus Ventura, some of the social networking things and things like that that they discuss in the keynotes. And we had a chance to sit down with John and talk to him about some of the things he saw and just kind of what he thought about the whole thing. So.
All right. Let's let her rip. Take it away, Bruce, John, and Julian.
Hello?
Hi, is this Taking Notes roving reporter, Mr. John Head?
How you doing, Bruce?
Good, it's Bruce
very
and Julian.
Nice, very nice. Hello.
Hey, Julian.
Hey, John, how are you doing?
I'm doing well down here in 107-degree Phoenix, Arizona.
So is the news that hot, John, or is it just hot?
I think it's more hot than the news is hot, but right, it's
so,
been a good
So
been
why
a
don't you
conference.
Tell us about the news?
Well, for the first time in a long time, there is a large IBM presence at the Advisor Conference. There's 20 sessions given by IBMers. You know, there is an actual Meet the Lotus Experts Lounge, which you guys would recognize as more like a Meet the Developers room at Lotusphere.
Mm-hmm.
There's about 15 pedestals with, you know, people such as Mary Beth Raven, Jeff Eisen, Chris Reckling, Maureen Wheeland, and you know,
never
other
heard
people.
Of those people.
Never heard of them.
No.
But Mike Reardon actually came out and did the keynote, which, kind of like DNUG, it seems he's doing more of these during the year instead of just doing, you know, a big Lotusphere one.
Mm-hmm.
And he did covered some overview stuff. I think the fact that he talked publicly for the first time for two products, I think that was a little shocking to everybody in the room.
What products?
Well, he talked about Lotus Ventura and Lotus Shanghai. Both are code names, so don't worry, Julian. It's just a temporary name.
Well, for those of you who don't know, Shanghai in some cultures... is a slang for something, but we don't want to talk about it here. So it's kind of an odd name. You know, it's not Hanover. It's not some of the other code names used in the past, but whatever. It's only a code name, right?
Oh, they're all city names, and my guess is they pick those names because either a team who's working on it is there or somebody who was there. Or
exactly.
Somebody got bored and took a dartboard, you know, a dart to a world globe or something like that. Who knows? Yeah,
as long as it's not Lotus 3 Mile Island or something, I think we'll be okay.
The Ventura product, and it looks like there's a bunch of things under it. Mostly is what they were talking about is Web 2.0 related technology.
So, did you see this?
Yes.
All right. Tell us what you saw.
Okay, so this is real.
Picture this.
This is not Flash. I actually saw URLs and you know, right-clicked on the web app, and it's real. The first one was called Dog Ear, and Dog Ear, I think, is the official name, but maybe not. It's a delicious type product for the enterprise. So for those who don't know what delicious is, it's a way to bookmark something that gets shared with a group of people.
I told you, Julian, remember? I had that same idea a couple months ago, and you're like, no. But go ahead, John.
So you have some bookmarklets that actually appear in your browser, and right. They showed IE and Firefox, and I did not actually get to ask about Safari support, but I've been told that it's on the radar, but that you actually, when you're on a page, you click this, you know, dog ear this page, and you get a dialog box, and you fill out some information. Mm-hmm. It's title, it's description, it pre-fills in some of that, but then you get to pick some tags, and those tags, you can fill out tags, or you can select existing ones.
Right.
And then it has a page you can go to that has your tags and your site, so I can quickly get to my stuff. Mm-hmm. But what I thought was real interesting is you can actually subscribe to other people's bookmarks or bookmarks by tags. Mm-hmm. You can search by title or by tag, but it's because it's, you know, in an enterprise, it can be inside the firewall, it can be controlled, there's some things that you can do with it, whereas, you know, a product like Delicious is completely open.
Is this Shanghai by any chance?
No, this is called Dog Ear, a part of the Ventura, products that they talked about.
So tell us more about the Ventura products.
Well, the other thing they showed was the new Activity Explorer, the web interface, which they showed a little bit at Lotusphere. This is 10 times farther than where it has been.
Mm-hmm.
And they talked about where you'll be able to create an activity from, and they're going to have plugins for, i.e. Firefox, Notes, Same Time, Office, where they actually install an add-in, say to Word, and you're in Word and you can actually create an activity. And I don't think they have all the details worked out, but it'll be sensitive to your context. So if I'm in a Word document, say create activity, it'll actually pre-fill information about that document or selected text. So it's much farther along than I thought it would be. So those are the only two, what I'm going to call like Web 2.0 technologies, but Mike said, expect to hear more this fall, and expect to hear a lot at Lotusphere.
All right.
The Shanghai products is if you kind of look at what I call the document management, content management world, right? We have products like IBM, Lotus, Domino Document Manager, formerly known as Domino Doc,
mm-hmm.
Content Manager, and all the other things, including Quick Place. And what it seems that they're trying to do is create a platform, and I'm going to use the word platform, and I know that it may be a weird word to use, but a way to take all of these team spaces and content tools and document tools and allow them to talk together. So a user would only have to interface with one application
mm-hmm.
that connects to all of these different tools. So it seems to me that they're building kind of a big connector. So I can be in any application and access that information. And the back end, I may have data in DomDoc and in DB2 content manager and a portal document manager, but I as an end user don't realize that because it's all one interface.
So I assume that this is going to tie in with Hanover, right?
Well, the I don't know if it's something that comes with Hanover day one, but their goal is this is part of the this is the evolution of workplace documents. So the goal, the other part of Shanghai is they're going to actually give you a default content store and document store and team spaces. So it's not just a technology to tie existing, but it's also it gives you a content tool as well. They didn't say what that is. You know, IBM just bought FileNet, so they're going to have all of these different tools. But it's very – that also had Web 2.0, and I saw some Ajax stuff that was on par with anything else I've seen from some of the big Web 2.0 guys out there.
Like Stubby.
I was going to say, like, from Google. I mean, the all Web 2.0
– you know, personally, the message has been, you know, Hanover, same time, 7-5. When we start talking about workplace, yeah, you start making me quiver a little bit.
Well, see, but this isn't workplace.
Right, then don't say workplace.
Well, there is a IBM workplace strategy, okay? That is the name of...
You took the bait. Go ahead.
I took the bait.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. The overall strategy for Lotus, which is the customer-facing software brand inside IBM, that strategy, top-level piece, is IBM Workplace. Mm-hmm. What was pretty much inferred is the individual products will not have the same brand name to clarify, how do I want to put this, the muckiness of the past 18 to 24 months
okay.
of product names.
I'll accept that. Muckiness.
So will there be a product called Workplace?
Well, the only ones that we were told were going to stay were what I call the executive-level products, like business strategy execution, the reporting, there's like four or five solution-based products mm-hmm. that still will have the workplace name because they're more like, you know, strategy-level products. But all of the other stuff underneath will not. Now, I specifically asked, will there be a workplace collaboration services, WCS, or a workplace services express, WSE3, and I did not get an answer. Mm-hmm. But my guess is if you look at Webster Portal 6, they have rolled a significant amount of that technology from workplace into that. Mm-hmm. The workplace document manager, I mean the WebSphere portal document manager is a lot of technology from Workplace Document Manager. The whole template piece that was in WSE has been brought into Portal. The UI looks closer to Workplace than Portal. A lot of that fly-in, fly-out menus have been brought into Portal. Mm-hmm. So I think the thing that which bothered people was is we had Notes and Domino.
We have. And,
okay, we have, right, with the add-on products, right? Same time in QuickPlace and ILDDM. And okay, we had WebSphere Portal, but then we had the workplace products. And you didn't know, what do I want Portal, but do I want the workplace collaboration services, but that's built on Portal, so I get – you didn't know where to go. There was a lot of confusion. Right now is there's going to be Portal, there's going to be Notes Domino and the add-ons, and they're going, they connect together very
it's
nicely.
Notes Domino and the add-ons. Sorry.
Right. Well, as Adam Gartenberg says, for the first time, Notes was called Same Time Sibling. Mm-hmm. I think the IBMers have accepted the fact that it wasn't a clear strategy. And they're trying to rectify that.
You're not saying like Sarah Radicetti was right.
Well, we still have blogs, don't we?
Yeah, you're right. That's true. Julian,
hey, no. Good. I was going to ask anything about Rich Client.
Well, I mean, there is. We did not see anything specifically to the Rich Client,
okay.
except for Hanover.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Which is good.
The rumors, as everybody has heard, and I say this pure rumor because I haven't seen anything, is there also is a Rich Client development that is not tied with Hanover.
Mm-hmm.
They did not talk about any of that.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's for IBM's new Prodigy service.
Prodigy.
Wasn't Prodigy an IBM product at one point? No?
Was it? I don't think so.
I don't think so, Bruce. Well,
I think Sears owned it or something really oddball like that.
So. But not to drag this on too long, but any other last minute?
Well, there's a lot of good speakers here. Rocky Oliver and Bob Balaban talked about the Notes SAP solutions.
Mm-hmm.
Just lots of good information.
All right.
Jeff Eisen did a Hanover technical perspective session, mm-hmm. which I think helped a lot of people, and he showed some very cool technology on what it really means to build a Eclipse plugin for Notes,
mm-hmm.
for Hanover, I should say, including using CSS to change the color of an application or adding a menu item,
mm-hmm.
with very little code.
Oh, there you go.
I think what the Hanover message, I think, is getting clearer, and they also showed a much newer version than what we saw at DNUG, mm-hmm. and it looks very cool. I actually got some hands-on time with it.
All right.
I was very excited.
I hope you were wearing your Taking Notes podcast, Roving Reporter, Secret Dakota ring when you were doing all this.
Totally.
All right. Did you have you been sporting your Taking Notes podcast shirt or your underwear?
You haven't provided me with those yet, Bruce.
Oh, okay. We'll get there. Any other questions, Mr. Robichaux, for Mr. Head, who is at the Advisor Conference in Phoenix, Arizona?
Nothing I can think of right now. I think that was really good information, and I think that's going to be good fodder.
Yeah,
I think what they wanted to do was show progress before the Hanover beta comes out, mm-hmm. and before Lotusphere, and I think they did both of those.
All right, Mr. Head.
And did they say when the Hanover beta was coming out?
Sorry about that, Julian.
As they did not clarify the coming soon. I've been told sometime in fall, somewhere between 6 to 10 weeks from now.
Hmm.
So my guess is I would say sometime in late September.
That's almost halfway to Lotusphere.
So I would say by the end of October, we will have betas in our hands. I think that's pretty safe to say.
All right.
So I think everybody's going to be excited, and I think everybody's going to have a lot of stuff to say that they hope changes before the release comes out, right? I mean, this is a major release. We're not going to get everything we want.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that quite a bit, is we're doing everything we can to put everything in there, but people have to have a little bit of a reality check on what they expect.
Mm-hmm.
So
developing software ain't easy.
No, and I think our community tends to expect everything and then sometimes get a little emotional when we don't get the little things that we want.
Dang it, John, why are you saying that?
I think Jim Morrison said it best when he said, we want the world and we want it now.
Mm-hmm. And they will come.
And I want it. Right. And I'm just like you. So there's a lot of stuff that I want, and I'm crossing my fingers. So, the only thing I will add is I got a good hands-on look with the IBM productivity editors, and they look amazing.
Great.
The open office stuff?
Yes, they've done some major UI work since just the version that was in WCS 2.5.
Mm-hmm.
So it does not look like open office. Looks more like Mac Office almost.
We're going to bring your comments that we just recorded up again at Lotusphere or during the beta when we see all this, and we'll compare.
Right. So, of course, everything I'm saying,
raise your right hand,
is the same caveat as what they say. They're right. Showing us, weekly builds and stuff changes. And so.
Of course. All right. We hated to put you on the spot as our roving reporter for the Advisor Conference, but you did very well, Mr. Head.
You've done an admirable job.
Oh, wait, so you guys aren't going to tell me that what I see isn't really true?
Actually, it's too late. I didn't even tell you, but we were recording this the whole time. You know that, right? Usually we do a warm-up, but we're...
No, I know.
We just went right into it.
I know, so, that's fine.
All right.
You can edit this piece out.
Oh, we will. No, only kidding. John, thanks for taking some time to be our roving reporter this week.
Well, I'm going to go outside and enjoy the 101-degree temperatures at 7 p.m.
All right, well, say hi to the gang down there.
I will.
Peace out.
All right.
Bye,
thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Did we actually mention Sarah Radicati during that last segment?
Oh, that must have been... I can't imagine we would have.
Yeah. Poor John. He was in, what, 100-and-something degree, temperatures in Phoenix. Poor guy. During a work week, you know?
I know.
I feel so sorry for him. So, let's talk about some news. We have another podcaster on the Notes Domino podcasting scene. Julian, what was it?
Woohoo!
Chris Miller, right?
Chris Miller, right? Yeah, that's. I'm so happy to see that. We've been hoping there's going to be some more podcasting, and he did. He's doing it on the LotusUserGroup.org site, right? Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
Okay, and let's see. I'm trying to think. I think I saw one on there which maybe wasn't his. That was an interview with Mike Roden, and more power to him. I we'll go ahead and link to his podcast, and he's going to have an iTunes feed soon, I think.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to be what, monthly? And I think you have to be a registered member of the LotusUserGroup.org site to download it immediately. But I think if you wait a week, you can download it from iTunes. So
yeah,
and I listen to it. His wife does the intro, and Chris, your wife sounds hot.
Uh-oh.
So I guess he's going to say something about my wife on his podcast, right? Keep it clean, Chris. Keep it clean. Julian, chatter on the blogs about why people don't get notes. You know, this discussion rears its ugly head all the time, right? Do you hear people saying, why don't people get SAP? Why don't people get Oracle Financials? Or why don't people get Microsoft Word? What is it about notes that makes it so hard for people to comprehend?
It just boils down for me to the fact that notes
marketing
just does so many things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. You say what you will about how Microsoft really segments their products. So, to replace notes, you have to have Exchange and SQL Server and IIS and Visual Basic and five other products.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's true. And that's one of the real strengths of notes, is that you can just buy this one package that does all this stuff. But at the same time, say a Microsoft salesperson come in and say, well, you need a database? Okay, fine, we'll give you SQL. Oh, you need email? Okay, we'll give you that. And they have these products that they can describe in one sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, you could never describe notes in one sentence. You can't even really describe it in one paragraph, because it has so many aspects to it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of its strength and its weakness. So, how do you come up with a sound bite that really describes notes and it's going to be just this great sales thing? And I don't know. I think that's always been the struggle.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I've just on pencil and paper tried to write out a definition of notes without using the words email, collaboration, instant messaging. And you can come up with, well, I came up with a pretty clear, definition, which I think the average person would understand. And then look up on edbrill.com, I think yesterday, Ed talked about how people, and you and I have spoken about this before, IT people, are struggling with, terms like RSS and wikis and mm-hmm. what they do, and there's a pretty good discussion going on edbrill.com about that. We'll link to it. But we only have a certain amount of time for this podcast. But interesting topic,
And it always is, and I think I think it's good to always try to be refining that message or that, again, that sound bite or that marketing bit, because it's important.
Mm-hmm. So we spoke about the same time 7.5 launch party. Remember, I think what was her name? Britney Spears was going to be there, right? With what? Fetter? What's her husband's name?
I have no idea.
But there's a big same time 7-5 launch party in New York that IBM's doing on the same day as Collaboration University's opening day, September 13th. How's that for same time? No, I'm just joking. Well, I talked to Rob Novak, and he said that they're going to stream some video and some podcast from the show as well. And we just saw that Collaboration University, both locations, is an official same time 7-5 launch event, you know, for same time 7-5.
Which makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't it be?
In addition to being an independent conference. So pretty neat. You know, I wish I could go because I like Quick Place and I like same time, but that's about it. Why don't you tell us about the next item, sir?
Next item up for bid, OpenNTF Widgets by Vince Schumann. I mispronounce his name every time. Is it Sherman?
You know, I just say Vince.
Vince? Okay.
Yeah.
And
I think it's
and
Sherman.
That's, is it? I'm so bad with people's names that I don't know why because I've probably, yeah, I think I just always say Vince.
Hey, Julie,
anyway,
can you grab me another cup of coffee?
I would love to, Bruce. Okay. I'll be right back.
All right.
So anyway, Vince created these OpenNTF widgets, which are these little things you can put on, say if you have a blog or, you know, any kind of web page, and it's just a little bit of JavaScript that you can stick in the sidebar, and it just has a list of like the 5 or 10 most recent releases on OpenNTF, the most active projects, and there's a third one that actually has, of all things, Taking Notes podcast, mm-hmm. and it's got the last 5 or so episodes.
You can set it, actually.
Can you?
Oh, yeah, okay. There's a parameter in the JavaScript that you can say, I want 1 episode, 5 episodes, 30 episodes, whatever.
Yeah, so if you want to kind of do your part and advertise OpenNTF, then there you go. Just stick that on your website.
Yeah, there's what? Did you say this already? Recent releases, most active projects. You said that already, didn't you?
Yes, I did, but worth saying again.
I asked you to get me another cup of coffee.
I'm working on it. So, hard to pour through the phone.
Why? Why can't we do that yet?
Maybe you can.
Yeah. Isn't that something like a feed? Well, never mind. Damien Katz, who we spoke to way back in the teens, episodes, I think, or maybe it was 19, 20, I don't know. Damien used to work for Lotus, and now he's working on a product of his own called CouchDB, and it's now in alpha testing, and Damien's got some discussions going on his blog, and he's considering whether to release it under the GPL license, release the core code for free, or, you know, and charge for add-ons, whatever, but Damien's got Alpha 1 out. I think he may have another Alpha coming out or another beta.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that actually since we wrote those show notes that he actually did release. I think this morning he actually has it available for download.
Excellent. And I that's on my list of – on my – it's not on my someday maybe list, but it's on my list of things to look at in the next couple of days. So, but, yeah. You know, I was going to say, do you know what's happening tomorrow actually for me?
It's
that time of year to make the pilgrimage to the Gorge Amphitheater in George Washington to go see Gail's boyfriend, my wife's boyfriend, who is Carter Beaufort of the Dave Matthews Band. So,
all right.
And we didn't get a hotel, and therefore we won't get to see the band again or meet the band like we do. But I'll tell you that I got to do something that I don't like, Julian, and that is camp. That four-letter word, camp.
It's camping is dirty, Bruce.
Camp. I know, but I'll deal with it. You got to realize it's more of my little princess. But toga.
Well, man, we have so much stuff on here.
We do.
So Collaboration University. Let's go through that again. I actually went and I've got the agenda open right now, and uh-huh. I think I counted like something like 13 same time sessions and 14 quick play sessions. Is that's,
yeah, those,
if not, pretty close if that's not right.
Those
guys are having
too much freaking fun. There's a session called, I pulled it up too, A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Server. Jeez.
But
I'll throw one of those in there.
Really? Can you have a rim shot there?
Yes.
I think in the final production we're going to hear it.
No problem.
Gosh, what a bunch of good people talking there too. They've got Ken Visconti from IBM and David Marshak. They've got gosh, who else on here? David Kane. Mm-hmm. He's a guy from IBM that actually led the team that developed the SameTime 7.5 plugin SDK. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how recent this is. He also wrote a book about Eclipse Java. And so, you know, they've got, and certainly, you know, the people you would expect, Rob Novak, Carl Tyler, Chris Miller, you know, some people like that, and they've got quite a lineup up there.
You know, those guys, they got some pretty dang heavy brain power at that university.
Heavy brains, huh?
Well, it makes sense, doesn't it? There's Satwick, who we spoke to a couple episodes on the Quick Place podcast. Who we met in episode 27. He also runs the development for QuickPlace, and he went to MIT. I did some research, so he's a pretty smart cracker. So
and then he's gonna show some code that just no one's ever seen before, right?
No, someone had to see it.
Well, maybe he has.
All right, so we have a new guest on the show today, and that is none other than Mac Godera of IBM and MacGodera.net. So Mac is going to talk to us today about DXL. So take it away, Mac, and welcome to the podcast.
Hi, this is Mac Godera of MacGodera.net, and I'm here for your weekly minute development tip. This week we're covering DXL. There was a lot of great coverage on DXL at this year's Lotusphere, and I wanted to be sure that excitement about this product feature continues. Domino's XML language allows for the import, export, and presentation of Domino database elements. Using LotusScript or Java, a developer has the ability to easily get the XML of any note in a database. Likewise, XML can be imported into a Domino application and converted into a design or data note. This may be useful in moving data between disparate systems or coming up with a new way to display static elements. An HTTP-enabled Domino server can also represent Domino data as XML through the web via URL commands. This is most commonly seen today with the read view entries command being used heavily in AJAX-based web applications. Domino Designer's help, of course, contains useful information and examples to get you started on the DXL path. Also, Domino Designer includes tools for viewing, exporting, and transforming the XML representation of design elements. You'll find them under the DXL utilities in the Tools menu option. Be sure to have a look at the LotusScript Transform XSLT included with Designer. You can use it for a start with your own DXL transforms. I hope you take the time to explore this feature and enjoy working with DXL. Being open, the integration and development possibilities are truly endless. If you have any questions or comments on DXL or suggestions for future development tips, please feel free to drop me a line at macgodera.net. And thanks for tuning in.
Well, all right. And Mac is right. DXL is just there are so many things that you can do with DXL. You know, he did the DXL session this last time at Lotusphere.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I don't know if he's planning on doing another one this upcoming Lotusphere, but hopefully he will. He just did the thing where he does a transform of the dominoblogs.com listing from he just does read view entries, transforms that into an OPML feed.
Right.
If you want to grab all the Domino blogs off that. And so he practices what he preaches, Bruce.
Yeah, he does. And he's had a lot of experience with DXL going back to an older project on OpenNTF, which I forgot was called Notes. What was it called? DXL Peak.
DXL Peak, right. I was going to say it was like Notes Peak, but yeah.
Right. He had written that with a guy, I think, named Ian Sherwood a couple years ago, and it essentially did what Notes Peak did, but it did it on the web using DXL. Mm-hmm. And I think it's still out there and available, so Mac, maybe you can write a comment on the blog here and let us know if it's still alive or if it's going to be updated. So now we have another announcement on the Taking Notes podcast, and that is that Bill Buchan and Paul Mooney, who are regular Lotusphere speakers as well as bloggers, have created a new site called theworstpractices.com. And Bill and Paul have done, I think it was last year at Lotusphere, and they did a session where...
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was a repeat session, too. They had to do it twice, both times to a just completely packed room.
And what'd they talk about, Julian?
I can't remember the number, if they had like specifically 20 or something like that, but they had this whole list of, since both of them have been consultants for so long, mm-hmm. they've seen just a lot of weird stuff, and the whole thing was just one example after another of just things you shouldn't do. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like a daily WTF kind of thing, and they said, well, you know, we're in this environment, and we're not going to name names, but here's how it looked, and here's the problem they had, and they would describe what the problem was and why, I guess, what was going on, and they had just some very interesting programming and administrative kinds of mishaps.
Yeah, and they have a website where you can go and confess and say, you know, my name is Bruce Elgort, and I did this and I did that. And you don't have to mention company names or maybe not even your real name, but it's a great place to collect things you just shouldn't do. So let's listen to Bill and hear what he has to say about theworstpractices.com.
Hi, this is Bill Buchan, the amazing Worst Practices guy. Myself and my partner in crime, Paul Mooney, have now presented Worst Practices 3 or 4 times, and we're going to do it another 3 times this year. We've done it at Lotusphere, at DNOG, at Admin Camp, at Developer Camp. We're going to do it at the Scottish Notes User Group on September the 7th. We're going to do it at the Dutch Notes User Group in October. So, what is Worst Practices? Worst Practices is all the worst pilot error stories you can imagine. If you were lucky enough to see it at Lotusphere last year, one of the 2,500 people to see it, you'll remember just how much fun it was. Now, you can help Worst Practices. We need more funny stories. We need to hear the worst things that have happened in your environment. We need to hear how you solve them and how you prevent them in future. You can do this by going to www.theworstpractices.com. Hope to see you there.
Well, so much for the letting me, you know, introduce you, Mr. Buchan.
I thought you wanted a soundbite. There you are. That's 45 seconds.
All right. Thanks, Mr. Buchan.
Is that good enough?
Damn near perfect. All right, Mr. Robot Show. Before we listen to John Rowling's Open NTF update and throw episode 30 in the can...
Episode 30, you know, Bruce, I was thinking about that, and I think that in Roman numerals, episode 30 is episode XXX.
Triple X. Yes,
yeah, it is. Triple Expo down.
It is. You know, I never thought when we hooked up back in November that we would make it this far. It does take a lot of work, and we hope you guys and girls enjoy it, but triple X it is. So I just got an email from
speaking of triple X.
Speaking of triple X, I just got one in my mail. No, I got an email from Rob Novak of Collaboration University, and he writes and says that if anyone has been considering going to CollabU in either Kansas City or London and has a tight budget and wants to receive a $500 discount, that the first, well, $500 discount on admission to somebody who hasn't already paid to attend, the first listener who emails takingnotes@collaborationuniversity.com, that's takingnotes@collaborationuniversity.com, and ask for the $500 discount, like in the subject, mention taking notes and ask if you're the first one, will get a $500 discount on registration. So just one. So it's the first one, okay? The first person who writes who's been willing to, you know, who's been wanting to go. God, it's too early in the morning. So starting now, music please. Sorry, it's not retroactive like I said before if you've already registered. So go ahead. We'll wait and wait and wait for someone to email.
We're waiting.
Taking notes at collaborationuniversity.com. Okay, Julian, I wonder who's going to get that $500 discount.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess we don't count.
No, we
because can't. You know, at university, you know, when I was at university, I could have done something with $500.
You know, I spoke about my university past with you in the last episode. So, in a future show, you got to tell us about yours because I know you were some type of rock star, right?
I was in a band.
Yeah, who wasn't in a band? You know.
Well, you know, that's just part of being in college, I guess.
All right.
I've actually got some songs. I took some of the stuff that we did a long time ago and converted it to MP3 a few years ago, and mm-hmm. I should post some of those things.
Well, maybe you should.
Or maybe I shouldn't.
Send them to me.
Yeah, I'll let you decide.
All right. It's time to get some more coffee, Mr. Robot Show.
Time to wrap it up. I need some more, too.
All right. Thanks again.
All right. Well, thank you, Bruce, and thank you for waking up so early to do this with me.
You're welcome.
Have a fun day at work.
You too. Bye.
All right.
Happy episode 30 to you. Happy episode 30 to you. Happy episode 30, Bruce and Julian. Happy episode 30 to you. Yep, Greyhawk68 here again with another OpenMTF update. And no, I am not related to the Wonder Twins nor Gigantor. Let's get on with it, shall we? Got your fix? Well, Fairhat Bulut does. He has just started a new project and released NoteFix version 1.0. NoteFix is an add-in tool for Lotus Notes that allows you to easily change field values. Julian Robichaud is proudly showing off his Stubby. Stubby version 1.1 is now available. Stubby allows you to consume web services from Notes and Domino applications. Stubby only works with Notes and Domino 7.0. Marco Polo. Okay, just kidding. Marco is a new OpenMTF application by Tim Tripkiny that is a lightweight instant messaging for Domino, which employs JavaScript, Ajax, and JSON. Leroy Grubbs released version 0.2 of his timesheet application. And need I say what this application does? It's timesheets! Also, have you checked out the OpenMTF code bin? Over 1,000 notes, Domino, JavaScript, and Java code snippets for your consumption. That's all for this episode. Congratulations on your milestone, guys. For OpenMTF, I'm John Rowling. Hey, guys, don't forget about Willikai. It's some giant secret they're going to announce there. Wonder if it's a mascot. Oh, well, I guess we'll find out at Collaboration University.